The European Union's envoy, Catherine Ashton, says she has received assurances from Ukraine's government that it remains interested in signing an association agreement with the EU. Ashton's comments in the capital, Kiev, follow clashes between pro-EU demonstrators and riot police, violence she condemns. Stefan Boss reports.
EU Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton says Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych has told her he wants a strong relation with the European Union.
I believe he should sign as soon as possible because I think it's in the interests of Ukraine to do so. I have to accept that what the President says to me is what he's saying to me for me to carry back the message.
However, Ashton said she also discussed with the president a bloody police crackdown on pro-EU demonstrators.
I made it perfectly clear that this is not the way to go forward. I made it perfectly clear that we expect to see discussion and dialogue with people who are using their right to assembly to make a peaceful demonstration.
After talking with Ashton, President Yanukovych urged the opposition to meet him, and several detained demonstrators were reportedly freed. He says to reach a compromise, I'm calling on the opposition not to refuse, not to go along the path of the standoff and ultimatums. I'm assuring you that the authorities will act only within the framework of the law and will never use force against peaceful gatherings. Yet his offer was rejected by the opposition and thousands of Ukrainians who rebuilt barricades that had been torn down hours earlier by riot police.
You can expect anything from him. He says one thing and he does another thing. So, like, you can see day and night politics.
He and many other protesters demand the resignation of the government following its initial rejection of an EU association agreement. Ukraine's leadership is also under American pressure to seek peace, with the U.S. State Department warning it is considering economic sanctions against Ukraine. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.